I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is declaring victory after a 90-day truce was announced between the U.S. and China in the tariff trade war.
They've agreed to open China, fully open China. And I think it's going to be fantastic for China. I think it's going to be fantastic for us. And I think it's going to be great for unification and peace. China will also suspend and remove all of its non-monetary barriers. They've agreed to do that.
Trump declared the de-escalation of the trade war a victory, saying he would soon chat with Chinese President Xi Jinping about how to preserve the financial relationship between the world's two largest economies. More senators are voicing concerns about the well-being of Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman. Bob Agnew reports.
The Hill reports Democrat senators are having discussions about their concerns for Fetterman after a disturbing report in New York Magazine brought to light potential health problems. The report cites communications from a former staffer describing Fetterman as being, quote, on a bad trajectory and warning that he may not be with us for much longer unless something is done. In 2022, Fetterman suffered a stroke and subsequent issues with hearing and language, as well as a bout of depression. Bob Agnew reporting.
Hamas has freed an Israeli-American soldier who was held hostage in Gaza for more than 19 months. The release offered a goodwill gesture toward the Trump administration. The deal could lay the groundwork for a new ceasefire with Israel. Idan Alexander was released to the Red Cross, which transferred him to the Israeli military. His release was the first since Israel shattered an 8-week ceasefire with Hamas in March. On Wall Street, the Dow by 1,160 points, the Nasdaq rose 779. This is SRN News. Canada continues to move left.
While the U.S. appears to be turning away from the LGBT agenda, our neighbors to the north are leaning in. Lawmakers in the province of Manitoba are considering a measure that would define so-called gender expression as a human right. Canadians are generally more left-wing on issues of homosexuality than the U.S., but some critics are saying local lawmakers are outpacing the public on transgenderism. Meanwhile, some gay couples in this country are immigrating north. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Justice Department opened a federal civil rights investigation into a Muslim-centered planned community around one of the state's largest mosques near Dallas. Texas Senator John Cornyn requested the federal probe of the community last month, citing concerns it could discriminate against Jewish and Christian Texans. A lawyer for the project says the developers are being bullied because they're Muslim. The community has not yet been built. This is SRN News. More Democrats may be arrested following a protest last week.
The Department of Homeland Security says more Democrats involved in a protest outside an ICE facility in New Jersey could be arrested. On Saturday, spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin told CNN criminal charges against Democrat lawmakers are on the table. The comments come a day after Newark Mayor Ras Baraka was arrested while trying to force his way into the facility. Three U.S. representatives were also taking part. Bonnie Watson-Coleman, LaMonica McIver, and Rob Menendez. McLaughlin says members of Congress assaulted ICE officers during the incident. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
House Republicans want to set aside up to $5 billion a year for scholarships to help families send their children to private and religious schools, marking an unprecedented effort to use public money to pay for private education. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.